Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hi, it's Tom here in post. Whilst I'm editing, just saying sorry for this episode. I hope it's audible to some extent. Enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to an extra special episode of the 33% Majority, the Micro Edition.
We're the Carboys.
It's us, your favourite men in Micro.
I am your host, Hom Tutchinson.
I am your host, car driver, chauffeurman, Alex Chauffeurman.
And I am your host, man that hits Alex with mic stand, Ashley Hall. Just twat him in the hand with it.
Okay, so the point of...
Oh, hi, Beth. Hi!
We just saw a dog we know.
That's harsh.
For a lady we know.
For a lady we know.
Featuring a dog we know.
Yeah, the dog was there. I don't think it was the main event, but I waved to both. Out of respect.
So, you join us on the way to a nature reserve where we intend to do a photo shoot.
We've
the results of...
We've got to make a couple of stops first before we go for the photo
stop
shoot.
And get some juice.
Yeah, some go-go juice.
Some
for
go-go
us.
Juice. And maybe some juice for Michael?
For Michael. The Michael. Micro, for he needs go juice.
He needs go juice too.
He sipped it all up.
So this is obviously very special because we are on the go as we record this. And
do you want to talk him through the setup, Tommy?
What, the recording setup?
Yeah, in the studio.
Yeah, so...
The roving studio.
In Michael's roving studio, we've got my iPad connected with like a regular old Apple USB C cable to my actual Rode mic. And
Rode,
and I'm just
raw dogging
this mic in my hand,
just holding it with love.
Ashley's just holding my mic stand in his hands, fiddling with it and doing audio crimes.
Is this noise irritating?
I'd imagine it's crime.
Oh, I'm indicating. Hang on.
Are you indicating that way?
No.
Indicating left and going right.
I was indicating the way we were going, but it's just it's a ticky noise that the audience won't want.
They love that. That lets them know we're for real.
I was subtly telling you to put the fucking mic stand down.
That was less subtle the second time round.
Because you didn't hear it the first.
I'm a man, I don't get hints.
Okay, so as a segment, whilst we're waiting, shall we play I Spy that the listeners can't understand or partake in?
Yeah.
Okay, I Spy with My Little Lie.
Little lie.
It's
well,
a
now
lie.
We can't trust you.
It's a falsehood. Something beginning with ma.
Micro.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's your turn, Ash.
I spy 10. I spy with my little lie something beginning with B.
Bussy.
It's not bussy.
Bus.
It's
bicycle.
Not bus. It's bicycle.
There's some bicyclists.
This red light has been going on now. This red light has been happening since this podcast started, basically.
Maybe we should have a play-by-play. Green light now.
Green light now.
Turning
we're going right.
We're
and there's a bus there.
We're going on to road.
No, don't tell them where we're going. Alex is going to get swatted later on tonight.
Sorry about the bleep there, audience.
You can go over this. Go over the ramp.
I already haven't.
We're taking the first exit on a roundabout. Over a speed bump. Oh, yep.
I don't like to slow down for speed bumps because they try to tell me what to do and I don't want to do it.
No.
Plus, we can get airtime in the micro. I don't like that, Alex. Another speed bump there, listeners. At speed.
We got airtime whilst we're on air.
Oh, golly, this one's going to hurt.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck me.
It's me, a nervous passenger.
Slow down.
Oh, that's the word. That's more annoying. The guy behind you is... Hey, it's also in this side.
I've done a crawl. Ladies and gentlemen, I slowed to a crawl to appease my passenger.
Each wheel lifted up like it was Lightning McQueen tiptoeing.
Oh, yeah.
Golly.
Oh, gosh.
What are you flashing me for,
that
sir?
That's pregnant.
The gentleman behind me was flashing me.
I don't really understand why he's done a flash.
No. Your brake lights are hooked up to your...
My brake lights don't work.
Car crimes, audio crimes.
He's still flashing me. I'm going to flash him back. Sure fucking problem. It just indicated me as well. A road rage is bound to happen any moment now, guys.
There are three of us. He's going to be really upset when he realises that he's on his own. We are three young men.
We are legion. We are many.
Does he not know that it's fine to do a podcast and drive? Alex is holding the mic in one hand. That's not true. We have a mic stand that's called Top.
Sorry, say that again, Ash. I was texting.
Sorry, I'm on the phone, guys.
He's got his laptop on his lap.
He's watching Game of Thrones and he's swiping through Tinder. It's ironic. His fiance we just left at home.
Sleeping.
She's having a nap. He's on Tinder. You know, for that hot bussy.
Mm, and she has got a baby inside of her.
She didn't eat the baby, it's her baby.
No, she did eat it.
It's in her butt.
Keeping the baby in the butt.
That's where you grow them. keep them safe in the butt.
That's where I store all of my precious belongings.
Odds on this man following us into the shop.
Well, there is a man behind us in a small Nissan van who flashed me a lot and then indicated for me to turn left with him, I think. He's quite close to us. I think he's upset about something, and I don't know, maybe it was the speed bump I did 2 miles an hour over for Ashley's appeasement.
He is on the phone, though.
Is
like, he's on the telephone. He's holding it to his ear whilst driving.
They're calling the police on me.
Well, just why don't you just pull over and see if he follows?
Yeah,
I'm going into this fuel station, so we'll find out.
We will.
There you go, I'll indicate.
He's not indicating just yet.
He's frightened of me now.
He's intimidated. Oh, he's coming with us.
Is he?
He is.
This may be the worst podcast anybody has ever listened
to. He's going to the petrol station too.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Why?
He
wants to kiss us on the mouth. Let's just speed through the petrol station. We lost him, boys. No, he's still behind us.
He's very much behind us.
Keep the mic running, because this could be funny. Oh, he's pulling up next to us.
Okay. Hey.
Your brake lights are perfectly off.
Are they?
That's not good, is it?
Thank you for letting me know.
That's why I was flashing.
Oh!
It all makes sense now.
Well,
we thought we'd upset you and we were worried.
They're on all the time.
Yeah, now how will we know?
I've purposefully turned them off.
And now put them on?
Oh. How weird. Thank you very much. I'll have to get my missus to have a look at it. Thank you.
I have to get my wife to fix it.
Will do.
Cheers,
thanks very much, mate.
Fellow Nissan owner.
Thanks, Dad.
What a kind
top guy.
Gentleman.
You didn't stab us to death at all.
Guys, that was really fucking frightening. Why did that just happen?
Your brake lights, they're permanently on. I'm just always stopping.
Trouble is, I don't know this.
Oh, you were aware.
I don't know this.
He's a fucking idiot.
My brake lights also operate my dash lights and my headlights. I will demonstrate now for you, gentlemen.
Ah! And there they are.
The noise they make too.
Even this.
Oh yeah. All the dash lights are coming on as Alex brakes.
We know when we're braking.
Why would you need to know when I'm slowing down?
Safety first.
I don't.
What if I don't slow down and I just go through the window?
I'll turn the engine off.
Yeah,
go I'm get putting some, fuel in it.
Go get some petty.
And I need fuel for it.
Yeah.
Ashley, do you want to go and do a drinks run?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Energy. Fast.
Tom?
Mahoka-Tola, please.
Are you going?
No, I'm going to sit here and just talk to the microphone.
Because you're frightened of...
You could bring the mic in.
I'm probably not going to take the microphone into...
Tom, please bring the mic in.
I have my wallet out of my bag that I hope I brought.
No, you haven't. Oh, where's the bag?
That was a bag.
There's a disgusting bit of carpet there.
It's not that. That's not a bag.
Is that it?
The bag?
Yeah, the bag.
The bag?
Yeah.
Secured.
The bag was the bag.
You secured the bag.
We are currently recruiting for immediate start temporary colleagues. Please speak to one of our colleagues for more information. Bring the mic in, I'll ask for a job.
Okay, I'm going to disconnect that, and I may have like a handhold that I could... Sorry for the audio crimes, listeners.
I don't think
so
he
Tom's
is.
Now podcasting on the move.
We're podcasting on the fly.
And I'm going to get some petrol.
We've left the vehicle.
We're moving.
Michael the Micra abandoned by the side of the petrol station.
What kind of fuel are you getting?
Petrol.
E10 or
E5?
E10.
Okay. I don't give a shit if it's
going to
road with things.
Hmm.
It's going to road all of my fuel pipes, but the car's not going to make it petrol. 2 weeks.
Hmm? So, can you guys smell petrol?
I can smell fuel.
At the petrol station.
I can smell gas.
I have a concern, they really...
Let's go get some juice. Ashley's just done a Naruto run.
Wait, come on, next mask.
No, I'm not doing that. Oh, Ashley.
It says, you did like a 30-second fart earlier.
I think... Oh, it's a pull, thank you.
It says pull on it.
Juice.
Good evening, Wembley. Tesco's petrol station.
I'll get that.
You want a Coca-Cola?
What juice does Alex want?
Alex wants a energy drink, but he didn't tell me what flavour.
No. I might have to...
Any guesses?
I might have to call him, or just show it out the window.
He's going to pay for his petrol, I think.
No, he's paying at the pump.
Does he like Red Bull?
I don't know.
Other drinks are available.
Ultra Black? Is that going to be the drink that he wants?
I think that's going to mess him up. Let's get it.
Let's show him it out the window and just see if he likes the look at that. Yeah.
He can't see us.
Sorry.
Wait, I'll shout.
Okay.
Take it out to him.
Are you sure?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. We're watching you.
No, exactly. Hey. I shan't run. Kind Tesco people.
Yeah. Jazzy one.
Get a blue one then, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, do that.
Ginger brew. Wait. He's not gonna like that.
No, he's not.
He's a real bigot towards gingers.
That's it.
This is jazzy.
Okay, that'll do.
Alex, is this jazzy enough?
Cool. We've picked it. Sorry.
I just dropped the door on you.
Okay.
I'm gonna get myself a beverage.
Okay. I will pay for them.
I'm gonna have a milkshake.
You do that. I'll just thank
yes,
you.
The man has spoken. The man, the myth, the legend.
Let's just get.
Hello, petrol pump attendant. How are
thank
we?
Thank you.
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for asking.
Are you testing
for cars? We don't.
Yes.
Oh, you do.
I do.
Oh my God, you're a grown up.
I've got a club card.
Your hair is perfectly done.
Yeah.
What product do you use? Like, I end up with, like, the 90s curtains, and it's just not the one. Yours is, like, the better version of my haircut.
Looks very good.
It's better than mine.
Thank you very much, mate. I think that we are displaying far too much personality for the general
population.
He was
like, listen, man, I'm being paid $9.30 an hour to stand here and deal with you fucks.
Exactly. Back into the micro we go.
Back into the micro.
Thank you very much, sir.
Alex, we got you this quality beverage.
Oh, God.
Well, Tom got you the quality beverage. I was going to pay, but you beat me to it.
I didn't see how jazzy it was.
Oh.
So this is jazzy. You couldn't just pop that back there. The micro doesn't have cup holders.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, Spiky Mikey.
Spikel.
Spikel Michael.
Unfortunate news.
What?
My last tank of fuel, I only...
Mike. You put diesel in.
Michael died.
Micro just broke down. Do the window up, that would have been it.
That wouldn't even shock me.
All sorts of foliage.
Oh, she started straight
She's
back,
back
up. We love that.
It's a handbrake on.
I hope this is not unlistenable.
He's upset about something.
Are you in second?
Third.
He's
upset because you're in third. It doesn't
third.
Have quite the raw grunt needed to get it off in third.
You can edit that, can't you?
We can
cut
that out.
Cut that out? No, no, not at all.
If you just heard a 30-second hour, you won't know.
Yeah, bad news. We've got 30 miles per gallon plus tank. That's very good, is it?
Sad news.
For a car that weighs the same as a bag of crisps, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ragging the shit out of it.
A lot of fuel to use.
What the fuck? Give me my fucking milkshake, you asshole.
There'll be a foil on it.
Oh. I'm trying to suck from something that's still covered.
That's
blowjobs with condoms on. What's the point? Who do you think you're fooling, blowjobs with condoms on?
What about if I just start to go out of this tricky junction and people must let me out? Otherwise they'll crash into my micro. I don't care about it.
That man did not say you can go and you were like, thank you, and he was like, I go, fuck. Oh, on the road again.
So what are we talking about on the podcast now?
Milkshakes.
Okay, have we got any segments?
Yeah.
Tommy, can you get us an Urban What the Frictionary?
We can do an Urban What the Frictionary.
Yeah, do you want me to hold this while you pull up a Frictionary?
Yeah, yeah. Just
hi, listeners. Yeah. Audio hell. Alex looks really handsome, and I'm sad you guys can't see him.
We're on the way to a photo shoot now at sunset.
Sunset photo shoot. Please adhere to the 20 mile per hour. Alex is doing 70 and a 30.
Stop dropping Alex in crime. You're just making me sound like I'm a horrible crime boy, when really all I did was try to go in third when I was supposed to be in wanst. And sometimes I don't like to use the clutch.
Your brake lights are always on, Alex.
They are not always on. I turned all of my lights off.
Perfect for night driving. It's not night, listeners, just to clarify. There's a dog.
Dawn.
Who's Dawn? I live my life pre-dawn, post-dawn. I miss her now that she's gone. Minecraft villager noise. I'm going to pour this milkshake all over myself.
Hello everyone and welcome back to your favourite segment between segments, Urban What The Frick! Shinery. And that was on the road.
That was on the road.
This is a mobile Urban What The Frick Shinery.
It's literally urban.
Urban. We
couldn't be much more urban.
Extra urban.
In the streets.
Okay, so for anybody joining us for the first time, I hope you're not.
This would be a bad time to join. Huh?
Yeah. But if you are, Urban What The Frictionary is a regular segment between segments where we take Urban Dictionary entries and just figure out, on a roundabout, what the frick they mean! The entry for today is Grundle.
Grundle?
I like the word Grundle.
Grundle.
The spelling is G-R-U-N-D-L-E. Grundle.
Oh, the E on the end makes it sound proper. I thought it was going to be like Tumblr. Grundle.
Oh, Grundle.
Grundle. Grundler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a cool hip name.
Grundle.
I don't know why. I feel like I've heard the word before.
Mm. I feel like you can have a grundle, but maybe I'll just think grumble.
I think grandparent. Mm. I think the bottom side of the carriage. Is what? That weird? Like the bottom, underneath of a train would be the grundle of the train.
That's the gusset of the train.
Ah, yeah, the train gusset.
The gooch.
The trusset.
The train
Duncan
gooch.
Duncan trusset.
Grundle.
Grandparent under...
Loved.
French grandparent. Grandparent under... Le.
Bonjour!
Bonjour. Je m'appelle...
Hon, hon, hon.
Grande oh,
sat. Don't stall it.
I'm not a good driver yet.
Yes, you are. Alex Oh! Why did you sound like a cow? It was a grundle. That was what that,
that was.
That
was a grundle.
That was a grundle. Was a grundle. I just grundle. Did one.
Yeah, if you can't get your car into gear and it's a grundle.
That's what happens. If sometimes you don't want to use the clutch, that's what makes you.
I'm gonna make friends with this man.
Don't do that.
No, oh god, Ashley.
Don't. He does not represent the three of us.
No.
I do. I'm wearing the hoodie.
Oh, he really, really does.
I really do be reppin'.
Okay, should we find out what it means then?
Grundle, yes please, Thomas.
Okay, so a grundle. Oh, grundle is plural apparently.
Oh.
The little pieces of poo and underwear lint that get caught in the hair around your anus. My grundles. Oh, no, so one poo clag is a grundle. So you could say that my grundles were making me itchy, so I picked them off. A bad...
Scrape them on the Micra's dashboard to get rid of them.
A bad urban What The Frictionary.
That's awful.
That wasn't the best urban What The Frictionary we've ever done.
All of it.
Certainly.
I've got grundles, but I don't talk about them. I've got bundles of grundles. Bundles of grundles.
Bundles of grundles.
A bundle of grundle. A grundle bundle.
So we can see McDonald's over there.
McDonald's.
Yes.
They are always bringing in jazzy new burbers.
Yep.
Is there anything lacking from their menu?
Food that's good for you.
They have salad.
They do have a salad,
They have
yeah.
a fillet of fish, which is pretty tasty.
I had an argument with a colleague once because they called it a fillet.
Oh, God.
A fillet of fish.
Oh, yeah, you
should have go. Oh, wow, okay.
I beeped at her just for sport. Just for the love of the game.
For the sheer thrill of it. Service road goods vehicles. This is like a single access street. We should just do wheelies and skids.
Skeelies and wids.
I'm fogging up because I don't want my blowers on for audio crime, for audio criminality.
But now we just...
I went the wrong way with my windy. I wanted it back up.
Just crush these two.
Just blast my screen.
We're currently watching a child and
Why
his dad...
Why is he on the wrong side of the fucking road?
Cycling on the wrong side of the road just towards oncoming
with
traffic.
With his child. With his pet sperm.
Yuck! I didn't like the how you said it.
That's what babies are called. Pet sperm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Being a mother is the hardest job in the world. Pet sperm.
Hey, I
don't like it.
A heinous crime that you committed actually with your mouth.
A Grendel crime.
I just don't, I can't wrap my head around why they're on the wrong side
they're
of the road.
They're still actively there.
She's got a big camera. What
do you think we could coerce her into
doing would a photo? You take some long lens shots of me and my homies on this banging ride?
Get that bokeh all the way up.
Get it up. Put it in me. Stick
get it up, your son.
In. Matching jackets, cute.
Lots of cyclists here, isn't there?
Well, that's a scooterist.
David Attenborough's there, look.
Hello, David!
That was a photograph of Sid.
He likes sea turtles.
I've doxed myself again now. It was a photo of someone.
A photo of a local sea turtle. He's not local. Is he local? Where's from? Don't say
say it again.
That's so many
sorry,
beeps
where
now.
Is the. Oh no, my milkshake!
Somehow
it
ended up in the
boys.
Back.
I found it. It's all good. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom handed me my milkshake back, guys. Just. Oh, he's parked in the perfect spot, look. Just
that
nudge him out of the way, Alex.
Wonderful.
Can you drive up there? It says weak bridge, but. I really thought you were going for it then.
So, we've pulled up to a nature reserve and we intend to take some images. We don't know of what or where we intend to do it, but we will. So this has been a mobile 33% majority. We hope that it is listenable. It's now probably significantly more listenable now that the engine ceases to be.
Hey guys, welcome back to just a normal episode of the 33% majority. You wouldn't even know, we're in a car now. No. I bet it sounds better.
Yeah, probably.
I bet the audio probably sounds a lot better.
I would imagine it's very, very audible.
There's no echo in here. No.
Sponsored by Audible. Not really though, unless you want to Audible.
Unless.
Unless.
We'll send this clip to Audible and see if we can, see if we can convince
can
them.
We record some audiobooks for you in our car? Mm. high quality.
I probably wouldn't do much reading.
No.
Well,
you could do a Harry Potter.
Not while...
Harry Poodle. That's what it'll be called.
Not while doing driving, though.
But what if somebody were reading it to you in your ear and you just repeat the words?
Uh-huh. What if I were...
And Harry said, spell armus. Did a spell armus at you. Yeah.
That was karate. I like that. It's magic karate. That's Marathi.
As all of the characters in Harry Potter, I want to say, hi-ya!
Hi-ya!
Okay. Is it Harry Potter where they do the ka-chows, or is that... It's not...
It's when the little red wizard goes on a
the little
racetrack.
Red wizard that could.
Mm. Did a spell. One
Avada Kedavra.
Avada Kedavra.
Isn't Kedavra? Isn't he? No, never mind.
Okay, I think we're done with this episode. Alex
I just touched Alex's tongue.
He's had a yawn.
He yawned and I poked his tongue.
Baby.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I miss you.
Love you. Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.